Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
And welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman and Hurdle. Watch us, MileEyeSports.com. You can reach us, Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. If you're looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to rmfp.com. I just saw this on Twitter. Now, full disclosure here, the New York Times owns The Athletic. Maybe you didn't know that. Maybe you did know that. This was tweeted out by the New York Times, and they say, from The Athletic, Nikola Jokic has a chance to do something that even Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, and Tim Duncan have never accomplished, and that is win three consecutive MVP awards. What do we say about East Coast bias all the time? Denver is a flyover city. Now, I think everybody around the NBA, specifically the writers, know who Nikola Jokic is. But when you have the New York Times backing an article about Nikola Jokic, that is enormous.
Yeah, it's pretty powerful, isn't it? No question about it.
Time now for The Lead.
The Lead is presented by Smoke and Dave's Barbecue and Brew, Colorado's best barbecue since 2007. Get some tonight in Denver, Longmont, Lyons, and Estes Park.
Well, the Broncos coaching search, you can make the case, has been relatively airtight. And a lot of news isn't coming out of the Broncos organization, which is allowing the media to fill the vacuum and to control the narrative. Well, there were a lot of different narratives yesterday. Colin Coward saying the Broncos have made a decision. They want Sean Payton. Russell Wilson wants Sean Payton. And Coward went on to say, I think the deal would be done today if Payton said, yes, I want the job. Tom Pelissero reporting, don't count out D'Amico Ryans. Jeff Duncan, who writes for a local New Orleans paper, said on a podcast, second interviews haven't happened because Rob Walton went on a hunting trip. And then later on that evening, retracted that statement saying, well, I heard it from somebody, didn't confirm it, shouldn't have said it on the air.
Apologized for it pretty hard, too.
Then later that night, Pro Football Talk reported, the finalists are David Shaw, D'Amico Ryans, and Dan Quinn. But the Broncos are probably leaning towards David Shaw, saying this, quote, the fact that co-owner Condoleezza Rice knows Shaw well and the rest of the ownership group is still getting their feet wet gives Shaw a huge advantage. Rice and Shaw used to work together while recruiting at Stanford.
Do you have a dog?
I put that out there a week ago. D'Amico Ryans, as long as he hires a coaching staff that makes sense. Here's the problem for D'Amico Ryans. Okay?
Yes.
My understanding is he did have a list of guys, and I was told that the Penner Group wasn't crazy about the list. You don't want to have to go through Nathaniel Hackett all over again. Generally speaking, when you are hiring guys from your staff, you are hiring guys that you know and know well, you trust, and feel you they have your back. Kind of like Evero, who, by the way, is on multiple second interviews, had Nathaniel Hackett's back on many occasions. Number one, the reason why that locker room stuck together last year is because Evero did not backstab Nathaniel Hackett. That's number one. Number two.
And in fact, I hear that that carried over into the interview as well for him becoming the head coach.
Basically saying, and I'm paraphrasing, I don't want to be here anymore because I came here with Hackett to do a job, and now that Hackett's gone, I want out.
More power to him.
Right.
More power to him.
Right. So, and the other reason that Evero did not take the interim job, maybe because he didn't want his coaching, head coaching interim status tarnished, he didn't want to take over a team that wasn't playing very well. A lot of loyalty from Evrow to Hackett. So who would D'Amico Ryans hire as his offensive coordinator? It would make sense to me to hire Jim Caldwell for a lot of reasons. One, former head coach, had success, has always been very good on the offensive side of the ball, has coached very good quarterbacks. It makes perfect sense. But I don't think Jim Caldwell, unlike Mike McCoy with Vance Joseph, I don't think Jim Caldwell will be pining for D'Amico Ryans' job, especially at his age. But I don't see any connections between Jim Caldwell and D'Amico Ryans. So I would think that D'Amico Ryans would want someone off the Shanahan tree. I don't know who would necessarily be available. Mike LaFleur would be available, but he just got run out of the Jets organization. I'm not so sure that would be overly popular. So who would be his offensive coordinator?
Don't know. And I don't know because D'Amico Ryans has never been a head coach before. I hope that he has a short list. Maybe that list isn't attractive to Broncos ownership.
I'll give you a loose affiliation.
Go ahead.
The quarterback's coach of the Miami Dolphins is Daryl Bevel, mm-hmm. who works with Mike McDaniel.
Who's worked with?
Right. So it's 6 degrees of right. separation.
Yeah.
Maybe Mike McDaniel calls D'Amico and says, hey, listen, you might want to consider Bevel. And oh, by the way, Bevel used to work with
number three.
That's right. So that would make some sense
sure,
as well.
It would.
I think the common thinking with Dan Quinn is Brian Schottenheimer is going to be the offensive coordinator. And Brian Schottenheimer, from what I've been told, Brian Schottenheimer got along really well with Russell
yeah.
Wilson. Schottenheimer was fired because of Carroll, not because of Russell Wilson. I think D'Amico Ryans has the chance to be the best candidate, the best head coach out of this current cycle. But the question is, who is his staff going to be?
Well, when the dog stops chasing its tail.
Who's the dog?
The dog is all of us.
I mean the media.
Media.
And the fans.
Fans.
Right.
Everybody with a rooting interest in this on one level or another is got to be staggering right now from chasing their tail, because that's what this whole process has been. Now, at the end of the day, it may all make sense.
Right.
Or it may make us wonder what in the wide world of sports is going on.
Here, I got a potential theory for you.
All right, go.
Now, I don't think this will happen, but I wouldn't suggest this isn't possible. We know that Miami owner, Stephen Ross, wanted Sean Payton last mm-hmm. year, wanted Tom Brady last year. Tom Brady is a free agent. I'm guessing Brady would love to play for Sean Payton down in Miami. Diana Russini is reporting. She was told there's a team waiting in the wings, watching all of this. They could make a move.
Who would that be?
Miami would make sense.
It would.
So, if you hire Sean Payton, who's out of a job?
Mike McDaniels.
And who knows Mike McDaniel really well? D'Amico Ryans. Mm-hmm. That would make sense to me.
That sure would.
But all of those moving pieces, I think the Broncos will have a head coach before Miami fires Mike McDaniel.
Yes. Well, I would certainly hope so.
Right. Do you think that Sean Payton is potentially on the outs?
Yes.
Because Penner doesn't want to be told no by Payton.
I think Penner would grow tired of the process before being worried about being told no. How tiring is this? Look, from the outside looking in,
they look dysfunctional.
Oh, my God. Well,
they do.
I don't know about that.
Look at all the second interviews going on around the league right now.
That means more to you than it does to me. And I hear where you're coming from, but I take a different course on that.
So, okay.
Everybody in this league, this is the longest that we've gone on postseason without a coach being hired. It is for whatever reason. This whole cycle, not just in Denver, has been extremely pragmatic by everybody involved. Now, there are second interviews going on, most notably in Houston. Arizona is going to have a second, either Quinn is either today or tomorrow. I can't remember which day it is. but that's going to be happening. But this has been a very slow process across the NFL for whatever reason. I don't know why. Not sure why.
Well, if you want Dan Quinn, he's had a bunch of second interviews, right? So he could be off the market before you even conduct your second
interview. Then I don't think that, I think the imagery tells you what you need to know.
Here are some plausible explanations for why a second interview hasn't happened. They've been in contact back channel because you can't talk to D'Amico Ryans right now. And it is I would believe you can't offer D'Amico Ryans a head coaching job today. I don't believe you can because he is still in the playoffs.
Right.
And according to Pro Football Talk, they could make an announcement today. The Broncos could make an announcement today, but I don't see how it could be D'Amico Ryans if he is still coaching. Maybe you can. I don't know what the rules are on that. The only plausible explanation that I can see for not having a second interview is they have back-channeled D'Amico Ryans. You are our guy, and we're going to wait until Monday to talk to you. We're going to talk to you, and for all we know, maybe they have talked to Shaw for a second interview. No one's beaten down their door. No one's beaten down David Shaw's door.
There's not a line for David Shaw.
No. Right. And that, honestly, should be a little troubling, too. No one is even considering him.
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
You know what? Here's something, and I don't know if there's any connection. Geography might be the only one where the 49ers play, and where Stanford plays. Maybe, just maybe, Ryans and Shaw like to meet halfway on a car ride at a Starbucks, and they like to just chew it up.
Let me tell you something. I know that you're saying that tongue in cheek, but you know something? It's not that far-fetched.
And Shaw would be the offensive coordinator.
It's not that far-fetched. This is the football fraternity is a tight-knit, close fraternity.
Right.
And don't think D'Amico Ryans isn't aware of David Shaw. How in the world can you not be if you are a football guy in the Bay Area or anywhere else? I mean, if you're the head football coach at Syracuse, you know who the hell David Shaw is.
Right.
So there is, anything is plausible at this particular point. Anything is possible. We simply don't know. I would say, based on what we've seen in the last 48 hours, that Sean Payton is fading. And I don't think that it's, I bristle at the whole Sean Payton's creating the narrative. If I'm bristling at it, maybe Greg Penner's bristling at it too. Sean Payton sucks. Well, I'm not going that far.
Right.
Whoever said that, it should be fired, by the way.
You might not be wrong.
Well, that's certainly a possibility.
Here, this here, I'm going way down the rabbit hole here.
Go for it.
When it comes to connections. How strong are the ties between Bill Walsh, 49ers, Stanford? Strong.
Very.
Jim Harbaugh, Stanford.
Strong.
For all we know, D'Amico Ryans and Shaw are buddies.
Hell, for all we know.
And that is such a stretch. And it's almost laughable that I actually put that out of my mouth.
And by the way, just for the sake of, since we're doing this,
yeah,
and we're down this rabbit hole, has Jim Harbaugh signed an extension
with
Michigan?
I've heard some people say, you know what? It's kind of odd that Harbaugh does not have a contract extension yet.
He had a very contentious meeting with the NCAA.
Yep.
That, I mean, they basically, the NCAA walked away from it because Harbaugh wouldn't confirm any culpability in this last wave of allegations.
The most shocking.
So
one of the most shocking stories I can remember over the last 5 years in sports in general was Russell Wilson coming to the Broncos. It came out of nowhere.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if we had another came out of nowhere moment with Harbaugh being announced as the head coach today? And oh, by the way, who's to say a second interview hasn't happened? Harbaugh's available to interview if he wants to. Although, if Harbaugh takes the Broncos head coaching job, this is a guy you can't believe at all. This guy's a habitual liar. For all the things that he said about, oh, I'm back at Michigan.
Right. But is it so? Would it be so unbelievable? I mean, we would be probably amazed on some level, but would it be unbelievable? No.
Okay.
At this point.
Coming up after the break, D'Amico Ryans, never been a head coach. You would think that's something the Broncos are looking for. David Shaw. Yeah, he's been a head coach, but how many college coaches have success in the NFL?
Yeah, good point.
And a lot of people believe those are two of the finalists. And Dan Quinn's had a bunch of second interviews, and he could be off the market. So in terms of resume alone, there are a lot of impressive things about Shaw and Ryans, but they have two huge strikes against them. One has never been a head coach, and the other one is coming from college. That's next.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. If you're looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to rmfp.com. In the meantime, I want to tell you about my guy, Eric Cook, at Farmers Insurance, the Cook Insurance Agency. Trust is a big thing with me. He's the only guy that I work with when it comes to my insurance. He does my health insurance, my auto insurance, my home insurance. He checks in with me every year to make sure nothing has changed. He doesn't treat me like I'm just a number and I'm just a invoice to him, because let's face it, insurance guys get paid every month, every time that you have a policy with them. They just keep getting paid. But he doesn't treat me like that guy. He treats every client like they're his only client. I can't say it more strongly that you really need to work with Eric Cook. I am someone who I really take a lot of pride in the people that I put around me, because I think you're as strong as the people you put around you. We had some health insurance issues multiple times. Eric was all over it. Same thing with car insurance. He was all over it. He really treats you right. Give him a call today, 303-790-8089, 303-790-8089. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Eric Cook at Farmers Insurance, the Cook Insurance Group. Focused on people, not policies. Call today at 303-790-8089. That's 303-790-8089.
If David Shaw had no connection to Condoleezza Rice or the Penners, would he even be up for the Broncos job?
I doubt it.
So then why is he up for the job?
Because he has a connection.
And that's the reason to hire him?
I'm not saying, well, no. That's the on the top of the above the surface. That's the reason that he has a potential. Why they would interview him, because they know him and he's a
Interviewing him is one thing,
right?
Getting the job is different.
That is, yes, you're right, absolutely. But I mean, how many people look at our business when you were back in television? How much of it is who you know? A lot of it.
Yeah, and then what happens is, because you know someone, you hire them, but you don't necessarily make the best choice.
No, that happens.
And that happens in football all
sure
the time.
It does, of course.
Why do you think Nathaniel Hackett hired Justin Outen? Right. Why do you think he hired Everett? Why do you think he hired Stoops? Guys he had all connections with. And it was an inexperienced staff.
The thing that is more intriguing about David Shaw is, while he doesn't check the box on experienced head coach at the NFL level.
Well, he has no experience as an NFL head coach.
He has none.
Yeah.
That's my point. He does have 8 years of experience in the NFL as a coach, so at least it wouldn't be his first go-round in the NFL. He has coached as pro a system in college football as there is at Stanford. Pro system.
You think he walks in there as the head coach and suddenly gets the respect of the locker room? Nope.
That comes. You earn that.
Okay.
You earn that.
But if Sean Payton walked in the room, he gets the respect. If D'Amico Ryans walks in the room, gets the respect.
Hell, if Jim Harbaugh walks in the room, he gets the respect.
David Shaw is going to have to earn it.
Oh, yeah. No question.
And that concerns me. David Shaw might be the right choice. I can understand interviewing him. And listen, that interview, for all I know, could have been talking about families because they know each other so well.
Right.
How you been? What's going on? How's the wife? How's the kid?
Condoleezza Rice recruited for him. Not selected him, actually recruited for him.
Right.
So they have a very time-honored and deep connection.
I'll tell you this. If they hire David Shaw and he's not successful, you can make the case, who's driving the clown car?
Yeah, that'd be a tough one to recover from.
Yep, you hired your friend. And you're supposed to be the really bright business
people.
Well,
that's going to be, that will be the narrative anyway. What you just said. Oh, you just hired your buddy. Didn't we just go through all of this with Nathaniel Hackett?
Right.
That will be the quick reactionary.
Condoleezza Rice, who grew up here, knows what it's like in Broncos country.
Yep.
That if you don't have success, you get hammered pretty quickly. And there will be zero benefit of the doubt for David Shaw. Game one. They lose the first game. The questions are going to be flying from every single direction. D'Amico Ryans, you hire him. Why'd you hire a first-year head coach? But we'll give him a little bit more time.
A little bit more time.
David Shaw will get zero time. He will be seen as a guy who was hired because he's friends with the ownership group. He will get zero benefit of the doubt. In a community for the last 7 years that literally is out, not literally, figuratively, outside of Dove Valley with pitchforks and torches.
Yeah. And that's part of the story here.
I mean, that will be the narrative from everyone. You hired your friend. Yes, we're excited about having him, but let's look at his record. Listen, at the end of the day, I'm not going to look at his record. Can I tell you why?
Sure.
First of all, with NIL and the transfer portal, it's going to be hard for Stanford to compete.
Right.
What if I told you a team decided to draft a quarterback who never had a winning record in any season he quarterbacked his team in college? Does that seem like a real shaky pick in the draft?
Yeah. Right?
Alex, if you were looking at a quarterback in the draft, and Zach, I'll ask you this as well. I'll put it out to the three of you. Would you seriously consider drafting a quarterback every year he quarterbacked his team in college? They never had a winning record.
That'd be pretty concerning to me. Yeah.
Zach, would that be pretty concerning to you as well?
Yeah, no, that'd definitely be concerning.
Yeah. And you think you'd be a fool to draft this guy, right? The guy I'm talking about was the number one overall pick in the draft in 1983. John Elway never had a winning record at Stanford, thanks in part to the band. But that's a whole different conversation.
Boy, one of the most impressive games I ever saw was him at Oklahoma. He beat Oklahoma, Stanford, almost by himself.
John Elway never had a winning record in college. Jared Bednar, had he even been on an NHL bench before he was hired? I don't think he was.
No.
You can find the needle in the haystack.
Yep.
Resumes don't mean everything, but the perception would be with David Shaw, they hired their friend. And he will have to really earn it with this community that is angry already.
And I bet you he probably would
wins and losses.
Yeah, it's all about wins and losses.
That's right.
He would be impressive. Because he's an incredibly intelligent guy.
Yep.
He understands it. He gets it. He knows what he would know exactly what he's up against. He would know it.
Well, here's the thing. The scrutiny will start from day one.
No question.
How is he running training camp? We've been through that before, haven't we?
Well, pretty recently.
Who is his coaching staff? Everything will be under a microscope with David Shaw. Do you really want to hire a guy that every question is negative when he's hired? Why'd you do it? What experience does he have? Yeah, I know he coached in the NFL eons ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Different game back then, actually.
Oh, you're absolutely right.
Coming up after the break, Todd Helton. He's probably not happy this morning.
Eh.
But he should be. We'll tell you why next.
Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back, Morning Drive, Goodman and Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. If you're looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to rmfp.com. By the way, want me to give you another theory that just popped into my head?
Sure.
And granted, I am being a conspiracy theorist on all of this because then again, it's a two-hour show and, you know, we need to make stuff up, right?
I suppose.
Got to make stuff up.
Sure.
Here, how about the Penner Group is waiting for Sean Payton not to get an offer from these teams and then their leverage goes up with Mickey Loomis?
Sean Payton's going back to Fox.
No, I'm not suggesting he isn't.
Right.
But if Arizona doesn't hire him and the Panthers don't hire him and nobody else is interested, then you have more leverage.
He's not going to Arizona where he's got to deal with a brand new GM who doesn't even know.
I'm just throwing it out there.
I mean, I hear you. But
throwing it out there, baby.
Yeah, I feel
I'm going to throw as much stuff against the wall as I can until it sticks. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending? Presented by Silter Har Mazda. Get to Silter Har in Broomfield for a no-pressure buying experience at Silter Har Mazda or find them at sthmazda.com.
Todd Helton, 11 votes shy of getting into the Hall of Fame. He's going to get in.
Yes. Next year.
Yep. I mean, the history suggests that he will get in next year. Since 1946, 8 candidates have been between 72% and 79% on the ballots, narrowly missing induction. All 8 were voted into Cooperstown the following year.
Yeah.
I don't see how he doesn't get in now.
No. It's his 6th ballot next year. So he still has four more. I mean, right. So he's in. And I'm sorry that he's got to wait. I know that he appreciates the support that he's gotten. Good for him. Isn't that your greatest Rocky ever, Todd Helton?
No.
No? Is it Larry Walker?
No.
No?
No.
Who is it?
It's Nolan Arenado.
Oh, Nolan Arenado.
Yeah, remember him?
Yeah, but he's not going in as a Rocky. He'll go in as a Cardinal.
You don't go in as something in baseball.
Well, you go
in. Oh, no,
yes,
I know.
Yes, you do.
I'm thinking of the NFL.
Yes, you do. You go in with a cap and an insignia.
Yeah, well, let's see how many years that, you know, he winds up playing with them.
I bet you he's going to finish his career in St. Louis. Bet you.
Well, if Matt Holliday goes in, what does he go in as? I mean, he played all those years for the Cardinals.
I don't think Matt Holliday is a Hall of Famer.
Nolan Arenado has been in the league since 2013. Mm-hmm. He played 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 seasons with the Rockies.
Yeah.
2 with the Cardinals. You think right now he's going to go in with the Cardinals?
Oh, I think that, yeah, I think his career is going to be long and illustrious.
Right?
I think the way that he left Colorado was not.
They did him a favor, but he was pissed. Oh, he was pissed.
So they may have done him a favor, but come on. Very poorly handled. Very badly mismanaged.
Truthfully,
it left people with a bad taste in their mouths. Not only Nolan Arenado, but Rockies fans.
Yep. His best seasons by far and away were with the Rockies.
He had a pretty good year last year.
When you've been with a team for 8 years, this isn't like John Lynch 4 years, mm-hmm. Brian Dawkins 3 years, Tony Dorsett 1 year.
Yep.
It isn't like that. When you've been with a team for 8 years, listen, no, Todd Helton finished his career as a Rocky. Yeah. His whole career
only,
was
only
there.
Only team he played for.
He is Mr. Rocky.
Right.
But he's not the best player in franchise history.
No. Okay, wait a minute. Is there a difference between the greatest or the best player?
Okay.
Because the best player, I would agree, is Nolan Arenado. But is Todd Helton the greatest Rocky?
No, he is Mr. Rocky. He is synonymous with the Rockies, will always be synonymous with the Rockies. He played his whole career there. But Nolan Arenado is the best player in franchise history.
So he's the greatest player in franchise history.
Yes.
Okay,
but,
gotcha.
But
all right.
Todd Helton's the most important player in Rockies history. Just like with the Broncos, and people will disagree with me, and go ahead. John Elway is the most important player in Denver sports history. He is the most important player in Broncos history. And Peyton Manning is the greatest player to ever play for the Broncos. Two of his best seasons ever for Manning were with the Broncos, not the Colts.
And they were historic seasons.
Yes, they were.
Yes.
He is the greatest player to ever put on a Broncos uniform. And I know people say, what about Jerry Rice? Jerry Rice never played in a game.
Yeah.
He was at training camp. Tony Dorsett was like Joe Namath. His career was over.
No. Peyton Manning had meaningful moments as a Denver Bronco.
He led the team to 2 Super Bowls.
And by the way,
one.
And where does he live?
Here.
Oh, okay, good.
But even so,
if
you had a choice, would you take Manning or Elway? I know the old school people would say Elway. Look what he did. Look how athletic he was. He carried the team on his back. He's the only reason why they went to their first 3 Super Bowls. Well, I think that's kind of a slight on, Dennis Smith and Carl Mecklenburg, right?
Sure.
Real slight on them.
Didn't TD have some good years?
TD is the reason why they won 2 Super Bowls. John Elway was at the end of his career, and don't say, well, he was the MVP of the Super Bowl. Terrell Davis had 3 historic years.
Yeah.
I'm not saying John Elway wasn't a part of it. He is the most important player in Denver sports history. He is synonymous with the Broncos, played his whole career here. If Peyton Manning played 1 year here, 2 years here, that's one thing. 4 years is a pretty decent sample size,
well, especially with
what he did.
2 of them were.
And then 2012, 2013. 13 was a historic year. He got off to a really nice start in 2014. And then you can see the wheels falling off the wagon. And then 2015, it was over for him. But who was the greatest player to ever put on a Broncos uniform? It was Peyton Manning. And I don't even think it's an argument. A lot of people will argue with me, and that is totally fine.
Sure.
But as far as the Rockies go, Todd Helton is Mr. Rocky. And people say, when you look at the Mount Rushmore of Denver sports, it's always the same 4 guys. It's Elway. It's now going to be Jokic, right?
Oh, no
Elway,
question.
Elway, Jokic, Helton, Sakic. Who's the greatest player to ever put on an Avs uniform? Patrick Waugh. But Joe Sakic is Mr. Av. If you had a choice, and you're doing an NHL draft, who would you rather have, Sakic or Waugh?
Well, you start with your goalie, don't you?
Well, but
I mean, you can find guys.
You start with your goalie, but you're also starting with one of the greatest goalies to ever play the game.
Right. Even I know that.
Right. If you're starting a team, you're starting with Elway in his prime, or you're starting with Manning in his prime?
Manning.
There you go. If you're starting a team, you're starting with Helton, post-Humidor, or Nolan Arenado?
Arenado.
Good night, everybody. What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
The Patriots are bringing in a familiar face as their new offensive coordinator, and we'll discuss the shakeup in the broadcast booth for these 2 MLB teams. That's all next on Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle on Mile High Sports.
Desperate for changing, starving for truth. I'm closer to where I started. I'm
chasing after you. I'm falling even more in love with you. Letting go of all I've ever loved.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. If you're looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to rmfp.com. By the way, have you heard what the Bengals are calling their road game on Sunday?
No.
We're going to Burrowhead Stadium. And they, the underdog, so to speak, even though, in terms of point spread, they're not.
No, they're not.
Okay. But they are the underdog. They're on the road. Let's see how healthy Patrick Mahomes is. They are feeling good about themselves, talking about the Bengals.
More power to them. Let's go. Let's see what happens.
And by the way, I have no idea what's going to happen, but you would have been very proud of me. I'm sure I'll lose this bet too. But on Monday after the show, I did a three-leg parlay.
Okay.
Did it immediately. Philadelphia, money line.
Okay.
The Eagles and 49ers, the under, 45.5. And I got the Bengals at +1.5. Now it's the Bengals -1.5. So I got it well before the shift happened.
That sounds good to me.
Do you like the under?
Yes.
Now, Philadelphia, their offense is unbelievable.
Yes, they are.
Right. But I
two really good defenses in this game.
Yeah. And 70 sacks. By the way, the Eagles have 75 sacks. They are on pace with a couple of more good games to have the most sacks in NFL history during a single season, including the playoffs. The 1984 Bears and the 1985 Bears are on top of the list. The Eagles are right behind them. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Are you ready? Presented by Sasquatch Casino in Blackhawk. Just in case you missed it, is presented by Argonaut Wine and Liquor. You need to see why Westward named it the best liquor store in Denver 5 years running, or order online at argonautliquor.com.
Just in case you missed it, Alabama offensive coordinator slash quarterback coach Bill O'Brien has returned to New England and is now being named the Patriots offensive coordinator. O'Brien was a Patriots assistant from 2007 through 11 and now returns to coach Mac Jones, whom he briefly worked with at Alabama. Your reaction to another Patriots, former Patriots coach going back to New England, a la Josh McDaniels and Matt Patricia?
Boy, I tell you what, Bill Belichick just keeps bringing him back, doesn't he? I mean, it's unbelievable.
Can't make it as a head coach, no problem. Come on home. That's the way it is.
It is the recyclable capital of the NFL. Unreal.
Well, I'll give Belichick one thing. He is loyal.
Very.
Yes.
No question.
All right, just in case you missed it, I thought this was pretty interesting when I saw it.
We'll be the judge of that.
Okay. I know you guys have a little bit of connections with these guys here. Chip Carey is leaving the Braves television broadcast booth for a similar position with the Cardinals. Chip Carey is the son of the late Braves broadcaster Skip Carey and was raised in St. Louis and is also the grandson of legendary broadcaster Harry Carey.
Hey! Look at the guy in the sombrero.
You knew you weren't going to get by with that. Sorry.
True. So Chip Carey, he's been a Braves broadcaster since the 2005 season, and he's leaving by his own choice, according to Dave O'Brien of The Athletic. Any thoughts on the shakeup in the TV broadcast booths of the Braves and the Cardinals?
Two really good jobs, and good on him that he can get them. It's good to be a Carey.
Okay, I'll say a couple of things. I worked with Chip Carey in Chicago.
Yeah, I remember you...
when I did
before.
The pre and post game for the Cubs. Chip Carey is a marginal broadcaster at best on baseball. And he's a much better broadcaster than he is a person. Let's put something in perspective. We talked about it during the break. Jack Buck is a legend. His son Joe Buck is just as good, if not better. Harry Carey, legend. Skip Carey, legend.
Mm.
Chip Carey is Harry's grandson.
Ah, I see. I connected the dots there.
I have no personal knowledge of Chip Carey. So.
All right, Justin.
But then again, uh-huh. Chip Carey's a far better person than Ken Harrelson was when I did the pre and post game shows for the White Sox.
That's the Hawk you're talking about, buddy.
Oh, please. That name makes me nauseous.
Now, you probably wouldn't have played. Probably wouldn't have played golf for a few bucks against the guy, though, right?
He's a good golfer. No, I would never play golf with
him. Because that dude, I guess, could really play.
I'll put it to you this way. If I knew I could play Ken Harrelson head-to-head in golf, and somebody told me that I was going to play a good enough round that I was going to take his money, and let's call it $1,000, I wouldn't do it. You know why? Because I would have to listen to him the entire time talking about his one good year with the Red Sox.
He did have one really good year with the Red Sox.
He did, and that's all he talked about on the White Sox broadcast, too.
Yes, he did a lot of that.
I mean, if I played for the Red Sox, it was a drinking game, on the White Sox broadcast, you'd be drunk by the third inning.
All right, just in case you missed it, we're talking about the Angels a little bit earlier in the show. So citing unfinished business, Los Angeles Angels owner Artie Moreno has decided that his team is no longer for sale, a change of heart that kind of shocked the industry and surprised many throughout the organization. So Moreno will continue ownership throughout the 2023 season and beyond. Don't think the Angels fans are too pleased about this move. What's your reaction to Moreno not selling the Angels after all?
Oh, too bad for the Angels. I mean, you know, how long do you need before you figure out it just isn't going to quite work? And by the way, it's more egregious there because you've had Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani. I mean, seriously, are you kidding me? Come on, let's go. That's ridiculous. So he comes back. If I'm an Angels fan, I'd be irritated too.
By the way, here are the finalists. If I could take over this last one. Finalists for the AP Coach of the Year. Brian Daboll with the Giants, Shanahan with the 49ers, Nick Sirianni with the Eagles, Sean McDermott with the Bills, Doug Peterson with the Jaguars. Who's your choice?
That's an interesting question. Sirianni.
I go Doug Peterson.
I wouldn't go either. I'd go with the guy who happened to have the last player in the draft as his quarterback, and they didn't skip a beat.
You can certainly, that's a fair argument.
They didn't skip a beat. They took a guy that nobody wanted, and he turned him into a quarterback that looks really, really good. I don't know what's going to happen against Philadelphia. I think the clock's going to strike midnight on Purdy against the Eagles just because of the pass rush. Now, I would imagine that every single pass play is going to be a three-step drop, and that will frustrate guys like Hassan Reddick. But eventually, you would expect they will get to him.
Well, the 49ers have got playmakers, and all Brock Purdy, all he's got to do is get it in their hands.
Well, if the Eagles are in his face and he doesn't have time,
well, then it's problematic.
Is your money on the great defense or the great offense?
Defense.
Oh, that's why I picked the Eagles money line.
Right.
All right, that was Argonaut Wine and Liquor. Just in case you missed it, they always have great specials on everything in the store, but usually their great specials are on wine. All Spanish and Portuguese wines are 15% off the regular price. They deliver to the entire Denver metro area. Every delivery over $100 is free. Go check them out off of Colfax, order online, or order on their app, Argonaut Wine and Liquor. That's going to do it for us. Real quick, will we have any second interview candidates by tomorrow at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning?
Yes.
Who will they be?
Don't know.
Well said. But I'm sure somebody will fill the vacuum today like it was filled last night.
Dogs spinning around, chasing their tails.
Guys, thanks for all your help. Alex, Zach, Bruce, make the best possible day you can.
I will be a fuse. Boom. Painter, baby, you could be the muse.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.